From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Farm worker advocates educated locals in Naples this week about the history of abuse in the fields. They also tried recruiting more people to boycott Wendy's later this month because of where the fast food chain gets its produce. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros has more.
Lupe Gonzalo is with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, or CIW. At the Unitarian Universalist Church of Greater Naples, she told a few dozen people that farm worker protections in Florida have come a long way. Back in the 1990s, field workers dealt with abuses like sexual assaults and no access to water. They were afraid to report these mistreatments, but now the Fair Food Program exists. It's an initiative in which farmers, farm workers, and retail food companies voluntarily partner to ensure fair wages and fair treatment. Gonzalo says because of it, farm workers in Southwest Florida no longer work in fear.
El cambio obviamente es bastante grande porque nos sentimos con más libertad, con más dignidad.
Gonzalo says in Spanish that the change in the fields is pretty big because they now have more freedom and more dignity. Food providers like Walmart, Chipotle, and McDonald's signed up with the Fair Food Program, but others like Wendy's and Publix have not. Gonzalo hopes her talk not only informs the audience members, but also inspires them to join in a boycott of Wendy's on January 18th. Gonzalo says Wendy's buys its tomatoes from Mexico, where farm worker abuse is common and unchecked. In an email, a Wendy's spokesperson said, quote, "The CIW objects to the fact that we don't pay fees to their organization. This group orchestrates negative publicity events and distributes misleading information about our company and our suppliers," end quote. But a spokesperson for CIW partner Alliance for Fair Food says that Wendy's quote is actually misleading because the produce buyers don't pay any fees to the coalition. The buyers pay an extra penny per pound of picked produce on top of what the market prices are. Those dollars go to the farm owners who then distribute that money to the farm workers. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.